Hello gamers, you are listening to the Kinda Not Gaming Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about hopefully less Nintendo, we're going to talk about some Sony, and some Kinda Not Gaming topics really. This is going to be episode 1. I do apologize, this podcast is a little late, but it's better late than never. So, with that, let's get this ball rolling. Mike, this time. Junior started last time.
All right,
good sir. Mike, how are you doing today? And what have you been up to? What have you been playing? What have you been collecting?
I'm doing grand. First off, been just actually recently picked up the new 3DS XL a couple days ago, so I am enjoying that. I'm enjoying the awesome 3D graphics of it. Not gonna lie, Nintendo stepped up their game. Anyway. Got that, picked up Monster Hunter 4, picked up Super Smash, picked up Pokemon Y. I'm having fun.
Oh, nice.
My pocket is always full with my DS now. I even bring it to work now. Yeah, imagine that.
Well, your pocket's always full, but not your wallet.
Well, obviously.
I'm guessing.
I mean, you're being a gamer.
That's a little on the light side nowadays.
You have money, but you put your money towards something else, which is games, which, yeah, along with little figurines, and yeah, it's not fun, it's not easy.
The life of a collector, I guess, which I'm just starting to get into myself, which is hurting a lot.
Well, if you're a gamer, you're a natural collector. I mean, you collect it.
That is true.
I mean, unless if you're like one of those gamers that just buy the title and you return it and you get a trade-in value for the game and you don't have many titles in your collection.
That is true. Anything else? Just
buy the game, you beat it, and you return it, you know? Who does that?
Well, yeah.
Who does that? Who does it?
Well, a lot of people do. I mean, I used to work at GameStop, and people used to just have 7 days to return the game if they purchased it used, which a lot of people did. And they just spend the entire weekend playing it, completing it, and returning, get their money back, or get something else. Sort of like a rental kind of thing. Alrighty. And how about you? Yeah. How about
Monster
you?
Monster Hunter 4!
Never. Greatest game ever.
You don't know what I know what you've been playing now. How are you doing, sir? And, well, Monster Hunter 4?
Of course. Told you. You're the greatest game ever. Do it.
Just been playing Monster Hunter 4. That's it?
Other than that, preparing for Monster Hunter, I stopped playing Cat Out of Hell.
Uh-huh.
Kind of,
Did you finish it?
No, I didn't even finish it. I was kind of disappointed in myself. A lot of fucking time I wasted in that game, and I didn't even finish it. I'm at the end. Now I'm stuck on Monster Hunter 4, and I don't know whether to down in the depths of hell or fucking playing this awesome game. I mean, I haven't had a Game Boy since fucking SP, so kind of...
This isn't a Game Boy. This is a Nintendo 3DS.
Whatever.
Well, still Nintendo, though.
Yeah, but it's pretty freaking cool. I mean, it feels really good in my hands, and obviously the game lineup for, which is I think the one of the most important things about any new system or console. I have to have an extremely good like the games that it releases with it, you know what I mean? It makes the world of a difference. That's what this has. I mean, it has Monster Hunter and it. So what other game that came out with this thing?
Fucking Majora's Mask.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. Monster Hunter is the greatest thing ever. That's all you need to worry about.
So, with that, you've just been playing Monster Hunter 4, cool. Myself, unfortunately, Majora's Mask 3DS XL Edition hasn't come in the mail yet. As of this recording, it's actually been shipped, so I'm kind of happy. I can't wait to get it in a few days. I picked up Majora's Mask, selling at $200 instead of, $230. Like the Monster Hunter 4 that came with the game.
Yeah,
and this whole Monster Hunter, not Monster Hunter, damn it, Monster Hunter.
apparently, you the pandemic or the epidemic, whatever that word is.
Yeah, I've been playing nothing but Monster Hunter lately. I've actually put, as of this recording, I've put about, 16 hours of Monster Hunter.
took a few days kind of just getting the feel of it, and I restarted over because, well, I kind of wanted to start at a point where I knew kind of...
Can I just kick ass as soon as you started?
Well, that, but the other would be just hitting the ground running.
In other words, you want to get your system overload really quick.
Oh, yeah. So what I ended up doing is buying a black edition of the Nintendo 3DS XL. The day of the midnight, actually, the day before, they had sold out everywhere. I kept calling GameStop after GameStop. Luckily, two people decided not to pick up their black edition, which ended up being mine. I stayed up for the midnight, took a couple of pictures. They had a DJ, pizza, food and drinks, pretty much.
It was right up your alley.
Well, I had a dinner before going out, so I was pretty full. So I met up with a friend of mine there, old coworker from that GameStop, which I used to work at. And we just hung out and started talking about stuff. And yeah, gave out prizes, stuff like that, picked up at midnight.
You guys talk about how you guys used to rape customers and shit?
It was a job.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying due to policy and production.
She still works there. She works there once a week because, well, she likes the perks of working there. Just the 10% off, I think, which is kind of stupid. It should be more. It might have been 15. It's been a while since I've gotten the whole discount thing for working there. And yeah, the thing came out, picked up my shit, and got out. I think I popped in the game, loaded everything up, well, set up the Nintendo 3DS, reformatted 64 gig memory card to FAT32, popped it in, and started saving some data, downloading some games, and hit the sack after that. That's about it. Since then, I've only played Monster Hunter. I haven't even opened Majora, which is kind of sad. I kind of was hoping to play that. So I got the Majoras. I picked up a few other games too. Pokemon Sapphire, downloadable. What's it? Legend of Zelda. Was it Legend of Zelda and Link's Awakening? DX. And Ocarina of Time, Link Between Worlds, and Smash Brothers for the 3DS, downloadable, and a few other ones. And I have touched none of those, unfortunately, sadly. But yeah, it's just been Monster Hunter since the release of the new 3DS XL, which was on 13. And I guess with that, we'll just get into the first topic of our discussion here. So, Nintendo, man. They surely screwed up with Majora's Mask 3DS launch. It was announced on January 14th that they were releasing a limited edition Majora's Mask themed gold, new 3DS XL. Since then, it's been a freaking mess here and there. Chaos everywhere. In the words of this guy on this article, chaos has ruled humanity. Food is scarce. Most spend their days staying inside, huddling with their loved ones. Gangs of scalpers roam the streets to prey on the helpless customers who like shiny things.
Like a dramatic castle from Kotaku.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Sorry, it just
felt right. I don't know why.
Well, it is true.
But it does feel like that, I won't lie. It feels like fucking the market's filled with nothing but scalpers and assholes.
Well, with the amiibo craze and the Nintendo just not... I don't know what the hell... I don't know Nintendo. I don't get them right now. I'm trying.
Think Nintendo's is putting everybody at their mercy, or you think it's the other way around, where they're being what is it called? Distributors are like saying, "Nah, we don't want to release more than this, or we don't want to do more than this."
They're doing that.
You think it's just them alone?
They're doing on purpose. They're doing it on purpose. They know this was gonna happen, and one of the statements. Or on an interview, I think, if I remember correctly, who was it? It was Iwata? Iwata was saying that he was surprised at the amount of people wanting their certain product or their amiibo line.
Well, he wasn't. It was all fucking calculated, that asshole.
Every time, dude, I see that picture in my head of them just... Is it Wada and... Was it Sakurai? Or am I thinking of somebody else? Them holding that printer up and just... It was actually the 3DS and it was just money just spilling out of it, just printing out of the 3DS. Holy shit, dude. I don't get it. I'm trying to, but it's kind of hard.
Well, it does feel like you're doing that. Why? Just look at the Amiibo craze and now look at the 3DS craze. I guarantee you, they're gonna. Once, you want me to tell you what a definite situation is gonna be when they make like a Zelda Wii U, or when they make like a special edition of the new Zelda game that's coming out, and then we'll see too hard. We'll just like the 3DS the Zelda limited edition. I imagine like if they do the same shit with the new Zelda game coming out for the Wii U, it's gonna be just as bad or worse.
Yeah, I mean, on January 14th when it was announced, right after. About, I want to say, 15 to 20 minutes right after the Direct ended. The Majora's Mask went up for pre-order. Now, GameStop had them on their website for no more than 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, they pretty much sold out. That's the online. And it hadn't even hit 10 o'clock here on the West Coast. And I believe it was about time when they were opening it on around the East Coast. Before then, the reservations had ended online, and people were just heading to stores and just rushing as fast as they could, probably, to pre-order them at the stores. But by the time it hit 10 o'clock on the West Coast, they were all gone. All pre-orders through the store were pretty much non-existent. Pretty much the East Coast fucked over the West Coast on those. I mean, how unlucky is that? Luckily, I got mine, but I didn't get it at GameStop. At the time, I thought, well, I'm going to have to go probably online and from a
scalper's price.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and if they do some kind of like special Zelda thing with the Wii U, imagine how fast that's going to sell out. It's going to sell out in like 5 minutes flat.
Yeah, printing money. That's but just, it is a Wii U, so.
Yeah, well, especially with a Wii U, I mean, they can include like something even bigger of an exclusive, because with a 3DS, didn't they include like a little statue? Yeah, now with a bigger box, you could do a bigger statue, or you could do like even like maybe the shield or something like that, or something, some kind of Zelda related exclusive in the bigger box.
It could just be like a figurine. Probably as epic as like probably the Witcher 3 one.
Yeah.
Around like that. Yeah. You never know. It is Nintendo. Yeah. They're fucking pretty much slowly having a straight hard on and shit, and just slowly sticking it in everybody's asshole. Cause it just, oh man, even. At just this moment, I'm fondling my fucking 3DS. It feels disgusting, but it feels like it's so worth it. Oh, yeah. Oh, silver finish on this new fucking Monster Hunter 3DS.
Yeah, not gonna lie. You know, sometimes I stick my hand in my pocket just to make sure that my 3DS is there and safe.
Make sure it's still there. I protect it more than my nuts.
Dude, I'm at work and I'm like, you know, showing people the you know, my 3DS and everything, and be like, yeah, you see, this is my precious.
Okay, Golem. Put you away for now.
Oh, man. Can't wait till, like, South Park or somebody makes some fucking... You know it's coming. You're gonna make some fucking joke about Nintendo literally raping America for this shit.
This
or
week.
Something
this
stupid
week,
like
this
that.
This week. You know, it's gonna happen this week. This week. Matt Stone and Trey Parker, they work fast on that shit.
You know it.
I mean, remember the whole Elian Gonzalez? Yeah, that was out the following week.
Alright. Right after the clusterfuck that was the whole... reservations with GameStop. They went for pre-order at Best Buy around, I want to say, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I luckily got two in. I got to just, I guess, I don't know, collect one, keep one for later. If something happened to my other one, I can just pull the other one out.
Don't lie, you're going to scalp the other one.
I had already seen what was going on online. I saw the first one go up on Amazon for about $500.
That shit depressed me pretty badly.
The backlash. It was at one star with maybe
like 1,000 reviews of saying these
couple
are
hundred
assholes.
Yeah, pretty much. So I was like, you know, I decided at the beginning that I was just gonna go ahead and keep it, just for collector's reasons, whatever. Because with the Amiibo things, I'm also buying two, keeping one in the packaging, and opening one for display reasons.
Yeah, apparently there was some guy, speaking of that, apparently there was some guy in, I forgot what state he was. I think I heard this through one of my coworkers that apparently, I guess maybe he had to work for Best Buy or something, and somehow he got a hold of like a case of six Meta Knights or something like that he was selling online, and yeah, I mean that's crazy. Like he must have done something shady, like open up the door or something and let the box just walk itself out or something. I don't know.
People will do crazy shit for money. But yeah, alright. Best Buy was another clusterfuck. Getting back on the subject.
Best Buy's always
awesome. Ooh, that was a bigger clusterfuck, to tell you the truth. But they kind of redeemed themselves, sort of.
Yeah, that's why my store only gets 5 Mennonites, 1 KDDD, and 1 Sheik on for like the release, and 1 Ike. Exactly.
Yeah, well, so pre-orders went up for Best Buy. Got mine in. And about a week later, people started getting emails if they pre-ordered multiple systems. That, whoops, I'm sorry, but due to demand, this has been canceled. Luckily, I only got one canceled, which is... I was like, alright. I was upset. I was like, God, really? A week after? And apparently a lot of other people got their entire reservation list or whatever, how many they got, canceled. So.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you know, when it comes down to it, companies, when they have their stuff up for pre-order, you know, I'm not going to knock you at all, but to be fair, they should have limit one per customer, one per household. You know, well, at least that way, you know, you don't have, like, one person buying out, like, 5 consoles and, you know, just because he knows he can make a buck off of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why limit one per household, one per customer, whatever. You know, one per name or something. All right, granted, there'll probably be people trying to do shadier things. Like, all right, let me get my cousin, let me get my brother, let me get my my best friend, you know, to put in the pre-order for me and everything. But, you know, I know there'll be a way around it, but, you know, at least have a little bit more crowd control when it comes down to things like that.
Well, the whole thing, the whole story was that the whole pre-orders went through. GameStop was out of pre-orders in about 15 minutes. Best Buy was over with pre-orders, or sold out of pre-orders at around 30 minutes. And which, about a few days later, they realized that, well, we're not getting that many. So let's go ahead and cancel people who were pre-ordered multiple ones. But a few days later, they realized, well, we still don't have enough to fulfill these pre-orders, so let's go ahead and just cancel these few last guys that actually legitimately reserved their 3DS.
We had a guy that actually at our work pre-ordered his, he only pre-ordered one, and he still got his shit canceled, right?
Yep, and those people got a $50 gift card from Best Buy. So, that was a kind of a mess, a shipwreck right there. And then, let's see, it was Target a few days later, or actually it was January 22nd, randomly opened up pre-orders at around 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with pretty much no warning whatsoever, not realizing the shitstorm that was about to happen. And they got their pre-orders in and sold within 5 minutes. And then they reopened the pre-orders on February 13th, the release date. Mistakenly, they had to actually cancel a bunch of those pre-orders, and guess what they got?
What?
Shit.
$15 gift cards. 35 less than what Best Buy offered. Oh, man. That's, I don't know, massive clusterfuck.
Oh, shit, dude. Man.
But congrats to myself and other people who got the system.
No, this is true.
I was actually upset.
Wanted it bad enough.
Yeah, I wanted it bad enough. You know, I wanted it bad enough. My engineer. I was just out of it the entire day. I'm like, I really want it.
The amount of work you did was minimal. It was surprising that we got as far as we did.
Mm-hmm. And I apologize to those out there that unfortunately couldn't get your hands on it.
That sucks.
Corporations suck.
Corporations do suck.
Alrighty, let's go to a break.
talking about corporations and Monster Hunter, because nobody likes Monster Hunter.
How much did they
sell? About 3 million in 72 hours worldwide.
That's not a lot.
That was actually a worldwide with the release of the Japanese version, which was the Monster Hunter 4G, which is pretty much the same version of Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate that the US and the rest of the regions got, just with additional monsters and a couple tweaks here and there, not to mention with amiibo support and all that.
Yeah.
So yeah, total numbers surpassed 3 million units sold worldwide.
Damn.
And this thing went on February 13th in North America and Europe through a conference or a investor meeting on Monday. They wrote to investors that the result of the popularity of Monster Hunter 4G and Ultimate has propelled worldwide sales of 3 million units globally. Since the first Monster Hunter, the game made its debut in 2014, the series has steadily grown into what Capcom calls a mega hit. Now with a cumulative of sales of no more than 32 million units worldwide.
That ain't nothing.
Apparently nobody plays Monster Hunter. Surprising. Well, not really. I mean, it's got me addicted already. I mean, I already completed my first set.
Same here. The infamous gotcha, or whatever. That's the good thing about the game, is it? Like, I feel like you're playing WoW, but a slightly more, I don't know, it's like slightly more, it's active, a little more active.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you're actually hunting. About it.
Yeah, I mean, I played a little bit of it. I actually like it, and you know, it takes
no
a lot.
Choice.
Yeah, well, I know I have no choice, but you know, it takes a lot for me to like a game at like a whole new game that I've never played before.
Kind of see the whole, I see like a World of Warcraft-y kind of thing going on there, but with less questing and more monster killing.
Yeah.
And the whole, I love the whole going on. I don't know, it's sort of grindy. It feels a little grindy.
Oh, it's extremely grindy. That is exactly what I just said. It feels like you're playing WoW.
Yeah.
In every sense of it, too. Where you're fucking fighting the same fucking boss, trying to literally just get one item, and it's not working out for you.
I went against the monster to try to finish my set at least 4 or 5 times, right? 5, 6 times, rather. Actually, just beat him. As soon as I got home, I beat it again by myself, but it took about 9 minutes to beat. I was like, fuck, dude. It felt very stressful, kind of like, he's gonna kick my ass, he's gonna kick my ass. This is taking way too long. And then there's the, oh man, finally got him down, got my what I wanted, or maybe I didn't get what I wanted, and I'm like, fuck this shit. But,
fuck this shit.
That's a big achievement there.
There you go. And
who knows what we'll get later down the road with Monster Hunter.
Exactly.
Alright, moving on. You got anything else, Dad?
Monster Hunter is the greatest game so far that's ever come out this year.
The year's just begun. We have,
What do you guys think about Bloodborne?
Yeah, it looks good. I kind of wanted to get into Demon Souls.
Yeah, Demon Souls is good too.
But I haven't, actually, I don't know why I didn't get into it. I just didn't.
Did you play Dark Souls? I mean,
Dark Souls, I wanted to get that into that too, but apparently, I don't know why I didn't. I guess there are too many games coming out. And I don't know. But I'll give it a shot. I'll see if I can freaking claw my way off and freaking Monster Hunter. Yeah, Monster Hunter. Try to rip the fucking 3DS out of my hands.
Yeah,
play that. Sticking with Sony.
Sony, we just went from Nintendo.
Well, Bloodborne's a Sony exclusive.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah. I give it that.
Jumping on the
Sony bandwagon here.
Pretty much. Very, very sad news, and kind of have me had kind of scratching my head here, wondering what's going on with this. Last Guardian trademark has been abandoned. As of February 16, 2015, the trademark has been abandoned. Sony Computer Entertainment of America did not file for a trademark extension after a notice was sent out on the 15th.
Did you play the first Guardians, or?
There wasn't any. This is just a title that was announced at E3 back in 2009. Since then, there has been really no talk about it. People have been pretty much asking and pleading for it on forums, on the Sony PlayStation forums, and all over the internet. And yet no news until sometime last year, where the head guy in an interview said that the game was moving forward under completely new conditions, which could mean anything from maybe a name change or whole restructuring of the story behind the whole game, since this is now gonna be a PS4 game exclusive instead of a PS3 exclusive. Or it was transitioning over from the PS3 to PS4 pretty much. When I first saw the trailer, I was like, oh man, this is gonna be a really good game. And then it's just, it's one of those things where you've been blue balled. Would you say that for the longest time?
They're holding out on you, yeah.
That it's turned to like a purplish and you're just, I don't know.
Well, never turned purple, but I mean,
it's over 9,000.
No, that's not its power level, you dick. Fucking, that's like Goku before he even fucking revealed he was a Super Saiyan. That's what it is.
Well, now he's a Super Saiyan God.
Shut up.
The level of blue ballness.
With the new
movie. Power probably would have kicked his ass. I'm just.
To say. No, you probably couldn't kick the God of Destruction, the deity of destruction. He just like wiped the floor with Goku. Could have done it with anybody else. Oh, we're not gonna get into that at all.
I'm already stopping. I know where this is gonna lead us.
Oh yeah, down the path of dark righteousness.
GT never existed. All right, that's under
that. I agree with that.
Okay.
One, at least.
Okay, so really sad news. I mean, I'm really kind of saddened to hear that.
I mean, I feel like I should be the first person to welcome you into despair. Like, my first glimpses of this was no Shenmue 3.
Like, running around, trying to look for footprints and only finding...
Yeah. Welcome. Well, exactly what happened to Shenmue.
Well, Sega owns Shenmue, and Sega, I don't know, they're on their own little boat heading towards extinction. Who knows? I'm not even going to get into that right now. It's pretty sad.
Sucks, and but... I mean, you can't. Dude, it's really hard. Your hopes up high for that.
Yeah.
Same shit with, like, Phantasy Star Online and shit. It's like...
And I think, yeah, and they just... What is it, last year? Was it last year they extended the trademark for Shenmue?
But you know they're not going to do shit with it. They'll just be fucking assholes. I don't even know if that's true. I'm still fucking, like... I can't.
At least the remastered.
Okay, I'll give you that. See, it has like those are cult followings. I think we need like an actual mass following. Like, there's only small groups of people playing that game, or that are like, there's not enough people. I guess I don't know. I think that's what it needs. It needs something to happen. Like, you know what it needs? It needs a demo to get leaked, just like Deadpool, and like. Millions of people downloading it, playing it, like nonstop, modding it maybe? That's what it needs. They'd be like, okay, you know what? Alright, we'll back it up, we'll finish it off, we'll see what happens. That's what I want, that's what I think needs to happen. Or anything like, at that caliber to get made.
Yeah. I don't know. Gaming nowadays, I'm kind of just very saddened by a lot of things that these companies are doing. I just don't have the words anymore.
Yeah, well, companies, I mean, they give us good stuff, but then they don't fulfill. Or sometimes they fulfill, but they give us something totally epically fail.
Yeah. Like, you heard, what is it, was it today? Is it February 16th? They announced that, they were saying, well, was it Bloodborne? It wasn't Bloodborne, it was, The Order, was only, was it 3 hours long?
Away.
Apparently so. I mean, then there was a leak. They actually put out the entire gameplay of the game out on, I believe, YouTube. The whole game, all 5 hours.
You're fucking serious?
5 hours. The Order is 5 hours.
The fuck?
They spend pretty much all development on those cutscenes. That's what they're saying.
Holy shit. The
and
game
those cutscenes.
5 hours. And Shovel Knight feels like it could be longer.
And those cutscenes cannot be skipped. This is a game that has been hyped since the reveal back in, I believe it was 2013, I think.
Something like that.
So, I mean, the hype has just skyrocketed. And, well, it had skyrocketed. I don't know, man. I'm just seeing all these hyped games are just flopping. I'm kind of, this just depresses me so much. I don't know. I'm a loss for words here. I don't have the words.
It sounds like you're getting a little gothic on me here. I don't want to live no more.
Where's my trusty knife? No. I gotta play Monster Hunter. That's one hype game that you can actually, that lives up to its name.
Well, at least I gotta get something right?
Yeah. You got those companies. I mean, was it, Monster Hunter's Capcom. I don't know about Capcom. I mean, the only thing good they put out is Monster Hunter. That's it. They got other IPs, but they kind of just throw them all over the place, and they just end up getting banged up. I mean, and then you have, what is it, you have Witcher. I have the biggest, there's a lot of hope coming from them. It's a ray of light coming towards me, giving me hope that one day we will live in a paradise where all games are created equal.
That's so sad.
That really does.
You mean created just as great as The Witcher, or it's one game that I didn't even mind that they pushed back a little bit, because you know that the quality of the game that they put out is too high.
Your any game last year, I wish they'd push it back. Push a bunch of those games back. Holy shit, a bunch of broken ass piles of crap.
I know you're not talking about this.
Oh, here we go.
That's the biggest turd in the room.
Oh, but you were so excited to buy that.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, I was too. I expected more, yeah. But...
The hype was... The hype was
the treasure cave. That's what the hype was.
It was there, but no. The end of it...
Oh my god, this game.
The hype in that game was strong. Sure, I had my fun here and there, but... I could have asked for... I would have paid a little less for that. Mm-hmm. Not full price. And I actually wanted to get the collector's editions, but I think I didn't. I didn't want to spend more money. Didn't buy any of the DLC. If they had any DLC, I know. I only buy DLC or anything off of games that I enjoy. I'm still waiting for hopefully a DLC downloadable content from the Stick of Truth, which unfortunately what I've heard is they have nothing in the pipeline for me.
I think they're kind of sad.
Never gonna do anything like that, and if they do, they're probably gonna introduce like maybe like one or two episodes from the whole entire series.
Well, you know what happened, right? I don't think you're aware of what happened with THQ. THQ was the original developer of The Stick of Truth. Unfortunately, THQ went under, and with that, it went a bunch of those titles, and they were being bought up by different companies. And hopefully, thank God. Freaking Stick of Truth got picked up by Ubisoft and was given over to Obsidian Entertainment, and with the cast or the head guys at the creators of South Park. They got together and worked on a masterpiece that took me about 30 hours to complete.
I actually have 98%. I'm just missing a couple articles of clothing. I fucking love that game.
I didn't 100% it, but I was satisfied with what I got.
I don't know. I was like, I gave it the best.
I would have paid more for that game.
I think the price was right. If they kept doing DLC like you're saying, I think it would have made a lot more money.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just like they do fucking episodes in a week, they should just every other month just release fucking DLC. And it'll never end.
Dude, not gonna lie, they could give us a Trapper Keeper DLC or like Make Love Not Warcraft DLC.
That's a lot of work though.
Bullshit, it's a lot of work, you know, it's...
You understand they put out an episode a week, right? They shove out the episode of South Park in a week. You know how freaking hard that is? I mean, I've seen video of them making an episode.
Oh, that's
and that shit's fucking in... That shit's fucking insane.
Yeah,
I don't think I could do that. I would have died of anxiety by then.
Yeah,
wow.
Those guys are
anxiety attack every day. Holy shit, dude. That is no joke.
Alrighty, let's take our last break. Round one, fight! We'll be right back.
the hell did we get to this point?
I don't know. It's just how we
went from being great game content going down the line.
Yeah, pretty much. I would wish we lived in a world where companies would take their time and not release shitty DLC.
Shareholders that are pushing.
No, you can put out my DLC. You can put DLC because that is optional, but those microtransactions they add here and there is just it ruins the entire. I'll just say it spoils the broth with too many. Too many cooks. Too many microtransactions. Fuck, dude. Oh well, with that I guess. We're gonna end it there. I mean, there wasn't much to talk about. Well, we had a lot to talk about, but
you talking about Monster Hunter? I don't mind. You talking about it?
Yeah, but then
hold on a second.
But instead of talking about Monster Hunter, wouldn't you want to rather play Monster Hunter instead?
Won't lie, we should end this pretty fast.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Well, like a good night. Good night, folks.
That's gonna do it for us. We're gonna go play some more Monster Hunter 4. And hopefully this episode is out by this week, hopefully. We're running late due to a so-called holiday, and I'm calling it so-called, because
it's
not really a holiday.
Let's just call it due to Monster Hunter Day.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about so-called Valentine's, kind of.
Oh, Monster Hunter Day? That was a good holiday, I mean. Can't believe it came that fast.
It's just one of those things customers even companies need to.
Let it go, buddy.
It's disgusting. Yeah, disgusting. Alright, so, from us.
Yes.
Whatever I'm trying to say right now, because I want to go play some Monster
Hunter. They don't even know what the hell you're trying to say.
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I'm just going to be playing some Monster Hunter. What are you going to be playing, Mike?
I might get on Monster Hunter. I don't know. I might try to get my next gym bag, Gym Pokemon Y.
Okay, why?
Because I can.
Alright, Junior, we don't know what you're going to be playing. What are you going to be playing?
Oh, nothing. I'm going to quit gaming altogether. You know what the fuck I'm going to be playing?
Alright, we'll see you guys next week, folks.
A good one. Two more Monster Hunter. Let's dig.
Lotarogar. Probably going to be Nidhi Bong.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Alright, and with that...
Okay, and it's time to say goodbye, guys. Thank you very much for listening. If you're listening on iTunes, please leave us a star rating. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Please leave a comment. Tell us what you think, how we can improve. That would help us improve the quality of this podcast. And if you're listening to us, Stitcher, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe. Till next time, take it easy, take care, and good night.